This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. About 6 months into Israel's air and ground campaign in Gaza, the devastated enclave is facing the risk of widespread famine and disease, with nearly all of its inhabitants now homeless. Reuters correspondent Emma Jaile has more.
Israel says aid is moving into Gaza more quickly after international pressure, but the amount is disputed. The United Nations says it's still much less than the bare minimum to meet humanitarian needs. Hamas said on Tuesday that an Israeli ceasefire proposal delivered during talks in Cairo fell short of its demands. But the group said it would study the offer further and deliver a response to Egyptian and Qatari mediators. Hamas wants any agreement to secure an end to the Israeli offensive, a withdrawal of forces, as well as to allow displaced people to return to their homes. Israel wants to secure the release of hostages seized by Hamas in the October attack.
Reuters correspondent Emma Jaile. Hamas is a U.S. designated terrorist group. The United States condemned on Tuesday Ecuador's use of force against embassy officials after its police and soldiers raided Mexico's embassy last week to arrest a former vice president.
The Ecuadorian government disregarded its obligations under international law as a host state to respect the inviolability of diplomatic missions and jeopardize the foundation of basic diplomatic norms and relationships.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. The U.S. is considering easing advisories against its citizens traveling to China, Deputy Secretary of State Kurt Campbell said on Tuesday, acknowledging concerns the warnings may have curtailed exchanges between Americans and Chinese people. Communication channels between Washington and Beijing have largely normalized after months of heightened tensions, Campbell said at an event on Tuesday.